Her hair looked soft and silky, two words that couldn't describe any of his surroundings. The warm, earthy brown was streaked with magically turned red highlights. He wanted to feel the strands beneath his fingers, to grasp it, and pull her head back so he could see her throat. Unused to denying himself, he did just that, threading his fingers on one hand while the other hand held her against the wall. She flinched, just slightly, as though she caught herself in the act. So, she had enough sense to be afraid. Good. You attacked me.
I did.
Afraid though she may be, she was no coward. Her eyes promised she would do it again, given half a chance. That just wouldn't do. You won't attempt to stab me again. She opened her mouth to argue, but he hadn't simply made the declaration to hear himself speak. No, his vampire powers stirred, enthralling her with his gaze. No witch could resist the compulsion.
Just kill me then, if that's what you're going to do,
she snarled. How quickly she asked for death. But that would never come. Not from his hand. Not from anyone's. If anyone ever tries to take her from me, they'll die bloody.